Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, a confused cow, a donut thief, and news we failed to mention. It's all coming up right after this.
Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam, decided to eat out in Muskrat Land, I declare. They were a perfect pair, nibbling on poison, covered with honey. Sam said to Susie, honey, this tastes funny, as he spoke. She started to choke.
Lovely.
And they wormed and they squirmed and they retched, desperately gasping for breath.
I know the words.
Some men came and took them away.
Really scary.
Looks like muskrat gloves.
Oh, chick, I was waiting.
It's a muskrat. Thank you.
Muskrat Susie, Muskrat Sam. Now they get together when I fold my hands. Love lingers right on my fingers. Everybody now.
Okay.
And they wormed and they squirmed and they retched, desperately gasping for breath. Some men came and took them away. Looks like muskrat gloves.
Well, I really enjoyed Christie's muskrat.
That was very nice. The choking muskrat.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
In the meantime, we check in with Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk, getting ready to talk with Jeff Oskey with news we failed to mention. What do you got, Christy?
Firefighters in Australia rescued the same cow twice in 24 hours. According to New South Wales Fire and Rescue, the confused cow was first spotted in a shopping mall in Cadence, prompting an emergency response from St. Mary's firefighters.
That is a confused cow in a shopping mall.
Mm-hmm. Do you sell those salty pretzels here? I really like those.
They managed to corral the animal before leaving it for safekeeping on the grounds of a university in Warrington. The following morning, however, a crew from the Ropes Crossing Fire Station was called to help the same cow after it became stuck in mud in a dam on the campus. Firefighters used a fire hose to fashion a makeshift lasso, which they threw around the cow's neck and eased it out of the mud.
Huh.
They still have yet to determine who the cow belongs to.
Time for a cookout. Cow's costing the city a lot of money.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you're a cheeseburger now.
Get out of here.
You know the olds.
An alleged donut thief in North Dakota is facing charges for threatening a convenience store clerk with a hatchet.
I get it.
According to... Donuts are that good to you. You'd use a hatchet.
Perhaps let me find out what's happening.
According to a police affidavit, a clerk at the Simonson Station store confronted a man named Mr. Bentley Ironroad.
What?
After the 36-year-old allegedly put packaged donuts in his coat.
Yes.
Mr. Ironroad put the donuts back, but he became agitated. When the clerk told him to leave, he allegedly pulled a hatchet from his waistband, raised it toward the worker before leaving the store.
I'ma chop ya.
Police later found the hatchet in a snowbank. The Bismarck Tribune reports that Mr. Ironroad faces a charge of felony terrorizing and misdemeanor criminal trespass.
Over donuts?
Yep.
Wow. Put those back. Don't make me ax you again.
All right.
Wow.
It's a hatchet joke.
Yeah, we got it.
It's a hatchet comment.
Only one way to cleanse the palate after that, dog.
Rules and sets, a man with a deep voice. Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
I've discovered love is like a fart.
Is that right?
If you have to force it, it's probably crap.
That was Ace Cosby's joke of the day.
Okay.
Ace goes scatological.
Wow.
Sure. Well, right. He knows his audience. Twist for him.
I have a question.
Sure.
This North Dakota, I'm just reading the dateline on this, North Dakota, the donut thief.
Yeah.
This took place in Bismarck.
Yeah.
Which is a donut.
Which is a kind of a donut. Yeah. No wonder. He takes his donuts very seriously. Okay, sorry.
I love a good Bismarck or Long John.
What is a Bismarck?
Is that the same as a Long John, but maybe it has it's filled?
Yeah, I think all those donuts have different names in different areas.
Yeah.
And they're all delicious.
Yeah.
And in 2023, I understand they have no calories.
That's right. That is exactly. That's all.
God looked down on man and said, coffee, donuts, all kinds of pastries.
That ain't happening.
This is the year for you.
Officials at the Pentagon are saying the agency has received several hundred new reports of UFOs.
Sure, sure.
The Office of the Director of National Intelligence reported that between 2004 and 2021, there were 144 such encounters.
Wow.
Meanwhile, from the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office,
yes.
Director Sean Kirkpatrick said that since then, there has been lots more reporting. When asked to quantify the amount, Kirkpatrick said several hundreds.
Okay, good. You see something, you say something.
Yeah.
I think part of the problem was that pilots would see them and they didn't want to be labeled as quacks.
Yeah.
That's why they started the second agency, whatever it is, the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. Whatever.
Yeah.
And they're not always saying, hey, this is an alien.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're going, hey, there is something up here. We need to find out what it is because this could be some kind of new weapon.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Did you see where China wants to put people on the moon and claim it for themselves? Did you see that?
Of course they do.
They want to colonize the moon.
Ah, good for them.
Yeah.
Going to the moon. How fun.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
What are they going to build up there?
Colony.
Good luck.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
I think they can build whatever they want up there. They're already building everything for us, so, you know,
sure.
Makes sense.
It's because of your generation.
My generation, yes.
I don't know why yet, yes. But I'm working on it.
My generation right. Taxed factory workers. You're exactly
my
right.
My upcoming book, Willie's Generation, will disclose all of the information.
We started importing everything April 8th, 1993. It's my exact birthday.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
A newly developed so-called smart bandage makes a serious wound heal 25% faster.
Really?
Yep. Researchers at Stanford say the battery-free and flexible device monitors wounds and delivers treatment all at the same time.
Wow.
The state-of-the-art dressing repairs tissue by combining electrical stimulation and biosensors. Wow.
You know what I think is a state-of-the-art dressing?
What?
Ranch. I love ranch dressing. It's delicious.
Yeah. It really is
state-of-the-art. Good on everything.
Yeah.
When you were a kid and you got a wound, rub dirt in it the old-fashioned way.
What? Mm-hmm.
You didn't want to get
no.
Remember that, was it Mercurochrome, whatever the stuff mm-hmm. your mom would put on it? It would
or hydrogen peroxide.
Set your arm on fire.
I always heard you're supposed to rub dirt on it, too, yeah.
Sure, get hookworms. Why not?
Did Josh, you just get it cleaned up and then you put Mercurochrome on it?
My mother was very nurturing. She would heal us much like a lioness would her cubs. She would lick the wounds until they were.
That works.
Mm-hmm. So when your kids get a little cut while playing outside, you tell them to go rub dirt on it?
No, you clean it off.
I was going to say, there's no way.
Do you keep peroxide in your house?
Yes, but that's for a different reason.
Let's make the dogs throw up.
Anal bleaching?
Make the dogs throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they see an anal bleaching, they throw up. That's a
dog. If
your
dog swallows a sock or something, you pour that down their
throat. Well, look it up on the internet. Don't just pour it down their
cough
throat.
It up.
Wow.
Seriously. Yeah. I mean, it's
like changing the oil. You're supposed to have them put hydrogen peroxide down there every 30 days, isn't it, your dog?
No.
Are you sure? Just when they swallow something.
Yes.
I had a dog that would always try to eat my socks. I think he just liked the crunch.
They were under the bed, were they? Salty.
On the wall.
I thought you were a t-shirt guy.
For the sake of the comedy.
I'll leave it anywhere, really.
Repository for the seed, if you will. Coming up, Jeff Oskey will be joining us with news we failed to mention, and we'll get to that coming up.
He's still going
to
do that in 2023, huh? I would have thought if 2022 taught us anything.
One of those punchlines just got the word Josh added to it, I'm guessing.
J. Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Tell me, what is this thing about Robert De Niro's house now?
A suspected serial burglar was caught while attempting to steal Christmas presents from actor Robert De Niro's Manhattan home.
Where's my bowl of Total? Must be that serial burglar.
Yeah. Officer.
Good night, everybody. See you later, buddy. That was good.
Jeff, get in here quick. Save us.
Officers had been tracking the woman amid a string of recent robberies and saw her bust into the 79-year-old actor's townhouse.
Saw her bust. Lucky guys.
Push through. How about that? Officers found the 30-year-old woman taking presents from under De Niro's Christmas tree and stuffing them into a bag. De Niro, who'd been upstairs, came down to the living room as the woman was being arrested.
Yo, can you imagine if you looked up and Robert De Niro was standing there?
Are you stealing from me? There we go. Doing? Wow. Terrifying.
De Niro said the townhouse was a temporary rental home being used by the actor. He must be in the same situation you are. He doesn't have his house yet. So.
Oh, his situation's different. I think, isn't he getting splitting up from his wife? Another?
Oh, he is.
Oh, is he? I don't know.
Well, this is the last thing he needed then. Wants to have a lovely Christmas. Now he's
so she didn't know she was breaking into Robert De Niro's place.
I have no idea, but they know. How weird. How would you decide which presents to steal?
I go wait.
Really? Really?
Sure.
She should have broken into Ray Liotta's house. Nobody would have come down.
Oh, because he's dead, you mean?
Yeah, he died.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No. Just sit there.
I bet his kids are sad.
On the skewer and squirm.
Of course they're sad.
I can't watch the Chantix commercials the same anymore. I tear up.
No.
What would the movie be called with De Niro getting Raging Yule?
That's good. Raging Yule.
Did you mean to say that's good? Or
I'm trying to think. I can't think of any other De Niro movies.
Meet the Steelers. Meet the Robbers maybe is better.
I'm not apparently a big... I don't know. Robert De Niro movies. Steelers.
Sorry for trying to tag that up. Meet the Steelers is probably meeting Mike Tomlin and Roethlisberger.
Yeah. That's not a beef. I like to meet those guys. New York has become the sixth state in the United States to allow what is known as human composting.
Mm.
The process involves placing the body of the deceased in a reusable vessel.
Well, they're deceased unless it's part of a mafia thing.
Yeah. Well, usually they even do it deceased, don't they?
I don't know.
I was going to say the mafia have been doing this for years.
Ah. They use a reusable vessel along with plant materials such as wood chips, alfalfa, and straw. Within a month, the microbes break down the body, leaving a cubic yard of nutrient-dense soil amendment. I would call that mulch, the equivalent of about 36 bags of soil. Bags of soil.
Are the bones intact?
No, I believe they've been
all, yeah.
Broken down.
Dude, mm-hmm. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Yep.
To everything, there's a season. Roger McGuinn told us that.
Okay. 36 bags of soil can be used to plant trees or enrich conservation land, forests, or gardens.
You know, I think I did. I kind of like this way.
Yep, yeah. I do too.
Yeah, good luck at the rapture, damn hippie.
Jesus can bring you back. It doesn't matter what you're at.
Do you get the soil back so you can make like a little grandpa garden?
I would imagine.
What kind of tree would you want to be planted
there? I
imagine
you can, yeah.
Huh.
What kind of tree do you want to grow?
Pear, peach, orange.
It would be an orange tree?
Lemon tree. Lemon tree.
Very pretty.
Lemon tree is very pretty.
and the lemon flower is sweet, right?
Yeah.
But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
Have you thought about that? Do you want to be in a garden? Do you want to be...
Yes, I want to be in Tom's garden.
Oh, do you?
Why can't I be a bush? Can I be a bush?
It could be a bush.
Like a peanut bush or a cranberry bush?
We can plant anything.
Pickle bush.
Pickle bush.
Reggie bush.
Pickle bush.
This is so creepy.
Why? To you, it's creepy.
Yeah, these tomatoes are great. Yeah, they're part grandma. No, thank you.
I knew these were a little racist.
You know, the dirt that you've been eating food out of, never mind.
Yeah, you understand where food comes from?
I know, but to use one of your favorite words that you use very cautiously and cleverly, specificity. The specifics of eating, you know. You know
they use cow manure for fertilizer, right?
Yeah, but you know, I didn't know the cow.
It doesn't have to be in a food garden. It can be...
No, you're right.
a beautiful flowering ornament.
Yeah, let me feed a tree near the Lake of the Ozarks, right on the shore there.
Oh, that's nice.
I can overlook one of my.
I like to pee on trees.
Smell the meth in the air.
I'd prefer just staying alive and being able to walk over and whiz in the tree of my choice. Hey, this is look at this. You don't see too many elms anymore.
Oh boy, the world is your urinal.
That's absolutely correct. I don't want to be turned into mulch.
I do. This is what I'm going to want.
Oh, really?
Make it legal everywhere,
The bones dissolve in a month? Are you sure?
I don't know for sure. I haven't read about this.
I think so, man.
But I'll look into it.
Okay, that's just creepy.
A month.
It's, what else is... This is more creepy than a body rotting away in a box?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Okay, so this would be better, what you're saying, than is for zombie prevention.
Yes.
Because you're not going to see a bunch of dirt get up and walk at you. And,
that's right.
How stupid of me not to think of it that way.
Well, I'm just saying.
Jeff Oskey joins us for his segment. Oh, there he is. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, everybody.
Big screen.
Screw you, Josh. I'm back. Sorry, buddy.
You know this is one of my favorite things.
I'm back, baby.
We give you a lot of the news each week, but we don't give you all the news, so I'm here to give you the news that we... failed to mention.
Now, here's Jeff Oskey with what you failed to mention news.
Pew, 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 pew.
A study came out that says women are more empathetic than men. More empathetic than men. What you failed to mention, yeah, that's why they're always calling us pussies when we're sick.
They sure are.
The Charles Swanston statue in Sacramento Park got his head ripped off. The police are looking for suspects. What you failed to mention, probably done by the same kids who stole Venus de Milo's arms.
They're going to have a whole body pretty soon.
So earlier this week, there was a list of banned words, or words that should be banned. I think gaslighting was one of them. I forget. I put together a banned word list. What I failed to mention, words that should have made the list, and these are just from restaurant menus that have infuriated me. These words should be deleted. Shareables, handhelds, botanicals, small bites, artisanal, infusions, forged, tastings menu, farm to table, by land, by sea, forkables, curated, and no free refills.
Yes, all those need to be banned, absolutely.
An old man had to have an artillery shell from World War I removed from his backside, but you failed to mention, wow, that guy is really into history.
Yes. Yeah. Really.
And it's into him, apparently.
Yes. True. According to studies, Viagra helps prevent Alzheimer's. What you failed to mention, oh, that's where I left my dong.
Where'd I have it last?
Alrighty. Bill Cosby might go out touring again. What you failed to mention, it's called the Don't Leave Your Drink Unattended Tour, sponsored by Melatonin. The president of South Sudan accidentally peed himself during a road commissioning ceremony. What you failed to mention, I don't really have a joke for this. I just have this written down. Tinkle down economics.
Oh, very good. Very nice.
A woman ran 107 marathons in 107 days. What you failed to mention, yeah, women sure do crazy things when men won't put a baby in them.
What?
Yeah, that's right. A 90-year-old grandmother just graduated from college with a bachelor's degree in liberal arts. What you failed to mention, be sure to congratulate her the next time she's taking your order at Starbucks.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.